Hi, I'm Cynthia Francis. I started attending Bethlehem back in college 31 years ago. There was a new pastor here, and he was causing quite a stir among the college students back then. My husband Vaughn and I met at Bethlehem. We will be celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary in June. Yes. We have two boys and two girls. They are 20 years old, 19, 17, and 15. We attend the North Campus. Ephesians 1, 3 through 4 says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places, even as he has called us, chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and blameless before him." God's word takes my breath away. I pray that you are encouraged as I tell how God has worked in my life over the years. I'm grateful that I was raised going to church, but it wasn't until my junior year of high school that I heard that it was by grace that I was saved through faith in Jesus Christ and not because of works. I was saved at camp in the Colorado mountains under a sky full of stars, and my life would never be the same. In the summer before my junior year at Northwestern College, God sent me to Colombia, South America, to tell people about Jesus. I had raised $100 of the $3,000 that I needed to go, but I was told I could still go by faith. Being a new believer, I didn't really know what that meant, but I got on the plane. I met my team in Florida. We trained for a few days, and then we flew to Colombia and ministered for 8 weeks, traveling and presenting the gospel in several small towns. God supplied our every need. He blessed us with so much joy as we served together. By the end of the summer, a team member had raised too much support and paid my bill for me. I learned about walking by faith and not by sight. A year after graduating from Northwestern College, the Lord led me to go to Atlanta, Georgia to go to graduate school. His leading was clear, and his provision for it was miraculous. I hesitated because I was afraid of the unknown. Also, I was in a new relationship, and I was afraid of what I might lose. I prayed about it, and I knew that I had to do the only sane thing and obey him. God was there in Atlanta just as he was in Minnesota, Colorado, and Colombia. My increasing knowledge of God and his word was an anchor in my life. By stepping out in faith, I experienced what God means when he says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness." After 6 months of being apart, God provided a job for my boyfriend who came and lived in Atlanta. A year later, he joined the Army Reserves. We were married on a 3-day leave by the Justice of the Peace between basic training and officer candidate school. I was learning to trust in the Lord with all my heart. He is faithful. We then moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico. We were often apart because of military training and reserve weekends. Vaughn was deployed to Saudi Arabia during Desert Storm. I was living in an area of town where people didn't like to come and visit me because of gangs and drugs and drive-by shootings. God was my refuge and my fortress. After my husband returned home, we started a family. We had 3 children in New Mexico, and we moved back to Minnesota when I was 4 months pregnant with our 4th child. In fact, we moved 3 times during that pregnancy. We lived with my sister while my husband looked for a job. Philippians 4 told me, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." I prayed without ceasing. Within 2 weeks, my husband started his new job. Within 2 months, we moved into our new home. It was 5 days before Christmas. Rejoice in hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. James 12:12. But I had more to learn. I was parenting 4 children, ages 5 and under. My husband was working long hours and traveling a lot. God works in those times of stretching if we will walk with him through them. I was regularly attending church, but I was not renewing my mind in God's word. I leaned on my own understanding. Jeremiah 17:9 says that the heart is deceitful above all else and desperately sick. Who can understand it? I convinced myself that my husband didn't love me. I was emotionally and physically tired. I thought, I just need more time to myself, more time for fun, more stuff. I had turned from the fountain of living waters and was hewing out for myself broken cisterns that can hold no water. We fought a lot, but God is gracious and merciful. He showed me my sin, my selfishness. I had been leaning on my husband as though he was my savior. I know now that the longing of my heart can never be satisfied by anyone or anything but God. He is my shepherd. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. I repented and God forgave me. I got involved in Bible study where I met godly women who prayed with me. I began marinating my heart in God's word and my mind was set on things above and renewed. I told him that with his help, I would forgive, love, and respect my husband, even though at the time I didn't feel like it, and God healed my marriage. A few years ago, the Lord nudged me concerning the spiritual gift of teaching. Because it's hard for me to speak in front of people, I was resisting his nudge. Finally, I told him, Father, I will say yes the next time someone asks me to teach. Well, I didn't have long to wait. I took a deep breath and told Linda, yes, I'll teach biblical womanhood. For a while, it was a battle every time I sat down to prepare. My thoughts screamed at me, who do you think you are? There is no way you can teach the Bible. There was fear and there was a deep sense of unworthiness. It was easier when I stopped thinking about myself and started thinking about the women who would be helped. Yes, I am unworthy apart from God. Who do I think I am? I am God's precious, chosen child. One hymn in particular was so helpful. I sang it often as I sat down to prepare. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. God strengthened me, made wise the simple, and kept me from passing out as I drove to teach my first class. I'm not joking. And that was a class of 8 women. As I minister in his strength, I see people's lives change. I see shaky marriages become cross-centered. My joy is full and God is glorified. Near the end of last summer, we thought it would do our finances good for me to get a job. I prayerfully applied, but God closed every door. What he knew, but my husband and I did not know, is that my mom has lung cancer. I am so glad that I'm able to spend so much time with her. I'll close with the last verse of my favorite hymn. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, dressed in his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. Ladies, all other ground is sinking sand.